Welcome.
Pussy.
You fucking idiot. Okay, shut up.
Dick.
Welcome back to the basement yard. So, I made a bet with Keith. I didn't
make
a bet. Yeah, it wasn't a bet.
I said it.
It was like an agreement that if my Facebook page ever hit 1 million likes, that he would drink a beer with me because he stopped drinking. And
4 years ago?
It hit tonight.
No, 3 years ago I stopped drinking.
Yeah, so it hit tonight. The Facebook page got 1 million likes. First of all, holy shit.
Yeah, I know.
That's a lot of fucking people.
You're not even funny, too. I don't get
it. It's insanely irresponsible that 1 million people are like, yeah, no, this is for me. This is a good idea. Fucking idiots. Anyway. Yeah, so we have beers here. Mm. Hold on, I gotta get my phone. Where is it? Hold up.
It's right there.
Jesus Christ. All right, here we go.
Joe, put on some fucking pants, man.
Yeah, I'm not wearing pants.
This is a no pants podcast.
Well, we were just at a...
Kids
Best Buy
out.
Theater. Best Buy Theater in Times Square is now called the PlayStation Theater. It changed in a fucking week. So yeah, we went to Bo Burnham's stand-up show and it was fucking hilarious. And while we were there, after we got out, I checked the Facebook page. It hit 1 million. So Keith's got a beer. Keith has a beer.
Woo!
And I gotta get it on video. So I'm setting up my phone. You know, because I'm one of these fucking dickheads. Hold on, let me open my beer. Keith, let me hear you open it. Ready? Open it. Open it, dick.
I'm trying.
Ooh.
Ooh. Smells like alcoholism.
We're drinking Blue Moon Belgian Whites. Go ahead, Keith. First beer back.
There's no cheers?
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Fucking
cheers.
Idiot.
To 1 million.
To 1 million more, man.
And to
fuck 1 million more. To 1 billion more.
I mean, I don't know about that, but go ahead. Sure. Oh my God, he's hammered. Oh, he's coughing. Yeah, imagine he just throws up. So hold on.
Yeah, that needs an orange.
So I mean, let's go into why you stopped drinking. All right, real quick. Take it off the stand. Let's get real. All right, let's get personal.
You want to get that personal?
I mean, whatever. So Keith stopped drinking 4 years ago.
Three.
Last time I drank was my birthday, like three years ago.
Come on, I said it like 8 times. 3 years ago,
Joe. Well, I'm deaf and dumb.
What are you, fucking hammered? You opened your beer. You didn't even drink it.
I did drink.
The fumes got to you?
It smells so good. So 3 years ago on my birthday was the last time you drank.
Yeah. That was when I... Oh, man, that was a bad night, too.
I don't even remember it. What was it? Where did we go?
Like I said, I don't remember it.
No, but you know where we went, no? We went out? What were we doing? 3 years ago,
no, actually,
I was 20.
It was the day after your...
Day after my birthday?
Yeah, because I think we were at... we were at Merrick Lane's.
Bowling alley.
Astoria Bowl now.
We were at the bowling alley?
Yeah. You don't remember that? No. I was spitting out the car.
Oh, right. So, that was the last time you drank?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, we're we're watching a... No, we were not watching football. Football was...
No, we were. We were watching football.
And there's no way, because football ends before my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Anyway, so...
we were taking shit.
Long story short, Keith stopped drinking because for whatever reason, when he gets drunk, his body goes, you don't need to stop yourself from pissing yourself. Did that make sense, that sentence?
Yeah.
You don't need to stop yourself. Yeah, so he would just piss. His body would forget how to hold in the littlest amount of piss. Actually, a lot of piss.
Dude, I would be soaked.
You would wake up soaking wet?
Dude, I was wearing... Just give you an idea. I went to bed, woke up 6 hours later. That's not even a long time. Right? That's like half asleep.
Eight hours is like ideal.
Yeah. So I wake up, mind you, I have on jeans, a sweatshirt, like everything. Socks, well, besides shoes. And I wake up, my socks are wet, my jeans are soaked. My sweater is completely just, like, saturated.
Saturated?
It's another word for soaked.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to have to Google that.
So Google it.
I'm going to Google
while it. While I tell the story.
Go ahead.
I just had an accent for no reason just now. And then the pillow I had was wet, too. Plus, it went through the fucking mattress, and there was a little on the rug, too. That was underneath.
Keith, how much piss can come out of you.
I don't even drink that much. It's like my body, it's just like, you know what? We're going to get rid of everything.
If I pissed myself, which I haven't in a while, the last time I actually pissed myself, I was...
You did?
Yeah, I've pissed myself. No, not from drinking. Oh, I just, right. Like, it was weird, but I was... when we had bunk beds...
Worse.
When we had bunk... Yeah, it was totally fine. When we had bunk beds in our room upstairs, I was on the top bunk, and I was wearing a onesie, and I woke up, and... I couldn't even, like, feel my dick. I couldn't.
Did you even have one at that point?
Because I just felt this warm sensation, like, near my dick area.
Yeah, that's me.
And all of a sudden, I was like, I'm pissing myself. I swear to God. I'm not making that up. I swear to God. I just felt like a warm sensation. I'm like, I thought it was bleeding. But I was like,
wow.
No, just urine. It's piss.
What, are you 13? You had your period?
Yeah. So that's why. But yeah, Keith stopped drinking because he would just piss himself. His body would just be like, dude, I don't even know what that is. I don't know what holding piss in is. So he just would pee, and it would just be his whole thing. It was awesome.
It wasn't.
It was hilarious.
It was depressing. There was a point where I was really drunk. I came home. I pissed. I woke. What is that? I'm not even joking. I probably fell asleep for like an hour and a half. Woke up. Soaked.
Your body waits for you to sleep to piss.
It's as if I go to sleep and then my bed just is like a trap door into a fucking pool. Like, that's basically what goes on.
Are you just like, and do you go to sleep with like flexing your abs and like forcing piss out?
I don't
out?
Even know. It's crazy. I'm happy I haven't shit myself yet.
Can you imagine? You would get drunk and all of a sudden, shit.
Yeah.
You'd wake up and then it would be a problem. Yeah. Then you'd be like... Okay, this is an issue.
Or
I
blood
gotta...
in the piss, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, I went there.
Oh, my God.
But hold on.
Yeah.
There was, what I was saying with my story was, I woke up soaking wet, and my drunk self thought, hey, you don't have to change. Let's just fall asleep in the dirty laundry. It's the same thing. And that's what Mom found me.
Which it is, I guess.
Kind of. Remember, Mom found me like that, and I wouldn't wake up, and then you... she came downstairs because you were sleeping. For some reason, you were sleeping in the living room.
Didn't make it up.
Yeah, and then Mom goes downstairs. She's like, you have to get Keith. He's not waking up. She thought, like, something was wrong.
Yeah.
And you came upstairs, and Mom's like, all you said was, Keith, wake up, you bitch. And I woke up, and I started throwing up in the toilet. That was the first time I threw up.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Oh, no, you were throwing up in the sink.
Yeah.
And the world was coming out of you. Ooh. I remember this kid opened his mouth and like 5 gallons of puke just in the sink.
That was terrible. It was red too.
Yeah, it was gross.
I don't even know. I didn't have anything red too.
I was
too.
Dying laughing, and Mom was so pissed because she's got
dude,
you
drunk. Dude,
I thought
she was Josh's mom.
I know. I remember you telling me that. You were like,
yo, I feel like I'm picturing, because she's screaming at me. I can't fucking hear her, but I can see her.
You're so deaf that you're, I mean,
yeah.
You're so drunk that you're deaf.
Dude, what was it? We walked inside. That was when we were in Josh's house, right?
Yeah.
So we walked home. It was my idea to walk home. I don't know why you gave me that privilege to pick whether we were staying or not, but we walked into the door. As soon as I took my shoes off, I remember that. And then as soon as I took a step on the stairs,
nothing.
Nothing. Completely like nothing. And then the next thing I remember is I open my eyes and all I see is red. And then I lift my head up.
What?
And then I see Mom. Well, I thought it was Josh. Josh's mom. And she's screaming.
And you can't hear.
I can't hear her, but obviously I can see she's pissed off. And I'm saying to myself, like, oh, shit, she knows I'm drunk, all this stuff. So
yeah.
I'm just going, I'm sorry. Like, I just kept saying I'm sorry.
That's another thing. When Keith gets drunk, he just fucking apologizes. Like, you would not believe. I'm going to go into this one story, all right? So, we were at a bowling alley, right? Which is just so, like, cliche, get drunk at the bowling.
Yeah.
It's like we're like, alcoholic stepdads. Let's go to the bowling alley and get drunk.
It's like the big
come
Lebowski
home and fuck
right
up
here.
Everyone's day. So, we went to a bowling alley, and we're drinking, and Keith's hammered. Like, visibly, I can see that he's drunk. And all of a sudden, he's, like, sitting there. His eyes are, like, half open. This kid starts fucking spitting in, like, a cup. Like a hick. I'm like, the fuck are you doing?
This was the last night I drank.
And he goes, I just want to spit. And I was like, yeah, I bet. You're going to fucking throw up. And he's like, I'm just spitting.
Like,
and
I'm,
I
was like okay. I'm a southerner just spitting into a can.
He made it seem like this is just something I want to do. I'm just spitting. Like, it's a fucking, it's a hobby of his. I'm just, this is what I want to do. This isn't Titanic, dick. Wow. My voice cracked. Anyway, so he's like spitting, whatever. And then we're like, all right, fuck it, let's go. So we're walking home, and Keith grabs onto a flimsy ass tree and throws up so much, like a lot.
Yeah,
like a shit ton.
Like so much came out, it wasn't okay.
It was, he only had like two throw ups. Like me, when I throw up, I'm getting like six or seven.
Dude, there wasn't a dry heave, nothing. No. It was like, this shit's coming out, and then, all right, let's go somewhere else.
There wasn't even like a, like, you know, some people are like, I feel, I think I'm gonna, yeah, no, he just opened his mouth, and shit shot out of it twice. And then he was fine.
Yeah, it was white.
And then we go inside, and he goes upstairs. I go downstairs because our room's in the basement. So he goes upstairs to the bathroom. I go downstairs. Then 20 minutes later, my mom like sneaks downstairs, and she goes, "You gotta get your brother. You gotta get your brother. He's drunk." And I was like, "What? Why don't I get him?" And she's like, "Just go get him." I was like, "Okay." So I go upstairs, and I've told this story before, but for new listeners, this is it. So I go upstairs, and my sister's in the fucking hallway. My mom's in the hallway, and they're like, he's in the bathroom. And I was like, all right. So I open the door. This kid's fucking naked, bent over, asshole facing me. So his asshole's staring at me, right? I can see some balls, too. Okay.
Just we're getting a face work in there.
I know a lot about him now, is what I mean.
Like, we're real close.
I wasn't, like, expecting it. I thought he was going to be on the toilet. Maybe he just fell asleep on the floor. Butthole looking at me, butt naked. Don't know why he felt the need to be naked.
I don't either.
But he was naked. And then he turns around, and then I just shut the door because I was laughing so hard. Then I opened the door again. Now he's got shorts on. Which was a miracle, you know, thank God.
No.
Then he comes. Oh, no, he wasn't. No, you're right.
I never
right.
clothed myself no. at all.
No, you didn't. So he comes out of the bathroom, right? Naked. My mom, my sister are right behind me. And I'm like, dude, what the hell are you doing? And then we have like a banister at the top of the stairs. So he like gets in like a squatting position. And grabs the banister. In a squatting position and starts pulling it while in the squatting position.
I'm pulling this banister. So dick is swinging. Yeah, there's balls swinging. Hitting whatever.
Yeah, there's balls hitting butthole. He's got dangly balls. Balls hitting butthole, dick swinging, right? This dick's hitting the belly button, man. He's pulling hard.
I got a whale dick.
So my mom and my sister are there. And I'm fucking dying laughing because this is like the best moment of my life. I'm already thinking about telling the story. That's why I'm so good at telling it, because I was already thinking in that moment, like, how am I going to tell this to people?
This one might make me a okay.
Yep, you're good.
This might make me a millionaire one
so,
day.
So my mom is pissed because I'm laughing. But anyway, Keith gets up from his fucking little pulling and squatting exercise, and he walks into our room, which is right next to the bathroom at the time. He walks in there, so my mom goes, just go get him. I was like, okay. So I go in there to go after him, and as I get in the doorway, this kid slams the door on my body. I felt like he broke one of my fucking things on my spine, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you doing? And he goes, I'm going to the bathroom. And I'm like, you're not in the fucking bathroom. And then he's talking to me like I'm fucking stupid. And he's going, Joe, I'm going to the bathroom. And I'm like, dickhead.
Dude, how you didn't punch me in the face? Like, I have no idea.
Because it was the best time of my life. And I was like, dickhead, you're not in the bathroom. And then he finally lets go of the door and like lets me in. And he goes, yeah, but I've been trying to go. And everyone's just saying all this type of shit. He said some stupid sentence like that that made no sense.
I remember saying that.
And then he fell into his bed and he just stayed there. And then when he fell into his bed, I just looked at mom and I'm like, we're good. It's totally fine. And then my,
well,
sister's, my sister was so upset. She's like, I don't like when you guys are drunk.
I don't know what
happened. I don't like when
me,
you guys though. Drink because you're like different people.
Dude, someone had to slip something into my drink.
No, you
I
just
don't know
drank
what the
a
fuck
lot,
happened.
Man. It was fucking hilarious. Fuck it. Dude, I've seen your asshole. Like, what?
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. You've never seen my butthole, I think.
No, I have.
What?
Yeah.
When?
In Connecticut. I went on the dock and you just had your ass out. It was like a joke, but like you were just...
Had my ass out? That doesn't mean I was bent over spreading them. Because that would be a thing. That would be an issue.
Yes.
Hey, can you check this out, spread asshole? Anyone who... Look, there's rules for mooning people.
Hey, can you check this out?
Yeah. So, if you're going to moon someone, like, there's no spreading, because then it's a problem, you know? Then it's like, dude, you're sick.
Yeah.
But if you're just like, it just ass, cool.
Yeah.
But if I see a rim, dude.
That's a different story. Now you're thinking pedophile.
Our friendship's on the line at that point. Like, dude, I don't even
I don't want to see it in your asshole.
I don't want to hang out with
Let
you
alone
anymore.
Let alone that hairy mess that's around it.
All right.
What else? Oh, I'm sorry. Would you shave yours?
I don't How am I going to shave
your asshole nice?
My asshole,
Yeah,
Keith.
That's another thing.
Oh, that's another thing. We're talking about shaved
How
assholes.
How people shave... That area.
They don't shave it. They, like, nair it.
That burns, no?
I've never naired.
Me either.
Yeah, I mean, my gooch is a fucking a disaster.
It's the Amazon. It's never been discovered.
Yeah. There could be all kinds of
shit
there.
Yeah, there's, like, different species down there.
Yeah, I don't want anyone to go there, you know? That's...
it's worse than a nightmare.
I just feel bad. Yeah, I don't want anyone to see it.
It's like the tarantula where if you get too close to it, you just go blind because it gets those hairs out.
It's bad. I can't even imagine like someone going down there and seeing that. I'm pretty sure if Sammy knew what it looked like,
this is a funny question.
She would break up with me.
Yeah, for sure. Now, just if you weren't going out with Sammy,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Would you allow a girl?
Here we go. He's got a beer in him. You better keep drinking
that, fucker. Would you
allow
a girl to lick your asshole?
Oh, here's the deal, okay? No. But I wouldn't because I gotta kiss him afterwards. Like, dude, that's my asshole.
That's not mandatory.
Because
to kiss
look,
her.
It's different. I feel like girls' assholes and dudes' assholes. They might as well be different body parts because theirs are like nice and like clean, but
if they
mine
take care of it,
right?
You ever see a blue waffle,
right? But they don't, that's not an asshole.
Hey man, there's probably a blue asshole.
So, like, but they don't have like hair, like they don't take shits and like shit gets caught in the hair.
Yeah.
You have those days where you're like,
yeah, it's like
it hurts
like your
to shit.
Your shit has like a hard time getting through the hair. You ever get one of those?
Yeah, it's like fighting through the woods.
It's like going through a fucking screen.
Yeah.
You it's like trying to shit through a screen.
It's like a guy in the Amazon with a machete like chopping down trees to get through. That's kind of what it's like. Sometimes, you know.
Oh, yeah, and it pulls the hair. All right, I got to stop.
Yeah, it's I mean,
it's a mess.
It is. But girls, they don't have to worry about that. So they could get in there, clean it up nice, whatever. But, like, dude, like, for me right now, I know sitting here, like, my asshole's the worst part of me right now. I know that. And I'm not going to be like, hey, check, like, put your tongue on the worst inch of my body.
I understand, but she's offering.
Right, she's offering. I would have her sign something.
Sign a waiver.
Yeah, like if you get hurt, this is on you. Like
if you go blind, like, not responsible.
Yeah, if you throw up.
Pink eye is probably a 94% chance.
Yeah, it's like a confidentiality. Like you can't tell anyone how bad it is back there.
I have no control if I'm going to fart or not while this happens.
I also just feel like it's just weird. Like I'm not into that. I don't know. I just feel like it's weird. It's a little like... I don't know. It's just not for me.
Yeah.
Like, don't put your tongue on my butt or anything for that matter.
Yeah.
It's
just
crazy.
Stay away from my asshole.
it's the only thing I ask. Yeah. You know?
It's a good rule. It's one of Joe's commandments.
First commandment. Thou shalt not lick.
Touch or lick asshole.
Yeah.
My asshole.
Lick the asshole.
Right. Can you imagine? What if a girl, like. like, I don't know, man. I'm not going to discriminate against ass lovers. Because I'm sure there's people listening to this like, dude, you don't even know how good it is. And I'm kind of like.
It tastes like mangoes. Like, yeah, like I mean, crazy.
A lot of people say that, like, fucking shrimp is dope, but I don't like shrimp. I don't like shrimp, you know? I don't like seafood. So that's just me, man. You know? Give me a fucking chicken parm hero. I'm chilling. You can like seafood. That's totally fine. It's not my shit. You know? So don't put a tongue at me.
Jesus Christ.
All right, we got way off topic.
Yeah, where are we right now? We're talking about...
assholes.
Yeah, we brought it up because yours was staring at me.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if I have any other junk stories.
Did I have a lot of hair on mine?
Keith, I don't remember.
Because,
I tried
to
black that second out.
I've probably seen my asshole, like, once.
I don't think I've ever seen my asshole.
I might have seen it once.
Why would I ever see it? Why would anyone ever see their own?
Yeah, like, it's not like you're in the mirror, like that, you know that... The pose where you just bent over, looking through the mirror, and then spreading your asshole.
What are you talking about?
All right, you're like hunched over, so yeah. Now you can see between your legs.
Yes.
So now you can see behind you.
Correct.
And you're doing this in front of the mirror.
Who is doing that?
I never did that. But I'm just saying you can do that if you want to see your asshole.
Are you giving out lessons right now for free? You're like, hey, here you go.
For $9.95, you can get another 10 ways.
People will take the weirdest fucking nudes, dude. That's crazy. Like, my Snapchat is a fucking disaster. Mostly because it's like, it's like, oh, a dog. Then it's like a fucking 13-year-old girl in like fucking social studies class. Like, dude, I love your videos. And then I open another one. And it's a dude with his dick out. And I'm like, here we fucking go. You know?
Use me as a footstool.
Oh, that was... Oh, I want to talk about that.
No, you did.
Did
you
I talk about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you already talked about that.
Ah, fuck. Did I?
Yeah.
Shit.
It was in the last one.
Yeah, I did.
With Sam.
Son of a bitch. Running out of things to talk about.
Yeah.
Fucking
We're
fetishes.
Running out of ideas. We might as well just close this podcast.
People say it all the time to me. They're like, dude... Like, ideas. And I'm like, I don't have any ideas.
And before you go any further, can you put pants on? Because your balls are just trying to come out.
Wow, my ball is coming out. No, I'm not putting pants on. I refuse. This is my house.
It's my podcast.
My podcast, no pants.
My balls can do whatever they want.
Yeah, man. I got home, took my pants off. First thing. It's like when chicks get home after a long day, take their bras off, then their tits can breathe.
No, hold on. They tweet about it first, then they do it.
That's true.
Taking your bra off after a long day of work, greater than
fucking 8 million of those.
Yeah, fuck you.
Or the best is taking a shower naked. Oh, really, bitch?
Thank
I
you.
Thought you were in a fucking bikini.
Yeah. Thank you. Thought you were wearing a turtleneck in there. Thank you for giving me imagery that you're naked. So many. I see the dumbest tweets. Like, all these accounts tweet the same shit. Like, fucking relationship.
Relationship
goals is like the dumbest fucking thing in the world. It's like relationship goals. It's like a guy grabbing a girl's ass, but like grabbing it with like his fucking middle and ring finger are like it, like in her asshole. Do you know what I mean? This is how you hug your girl. Like, dude,
no, it's not.
That's how you like finger bang her in public. That's what that is. Yeah, it's like fucking crazy. Or like, this is goals, and it's a guy with like a watch on grabbing this girl's thigh as he's driving. Like, god damn, those are your goals? Goals.
Yeah, and then he crashed the fucking car. Like,
everything's goals now. Squad goals.
Yeah, I don't
fucking
get it. Bagels.
Relationship goals. Field goals.
No, yeah, I usually just post the relationship goals with the funny pictures.
Excuse me?
You know, those pictures, like, they're really funny. Like, a, you know what? I'm really bad at explaining shit right now, so I'll just stop.
Maybe just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Debbie, I'm a half Debbie beer, and I don't know where I am.
Yeah, this kid's fucking lost.
I'm gonna piss the bed.
Keith,
I
wish that people could see the stance that you have right now. This kid, first of all, there's a mic stand in front of him. He is taking the mic out of the mic stand. He's holding it in his hand, and now he's drinking a beer. He's got 1 foot on the ground. The other foot is on the table and, like, bent, and he's grabbing his foot. Like, dude, this is the weirdest position. It's like a sitting yoga position.
Joe, don't try it because I might see your shaft.
Oh, yeah, my dick's coming out if I even lift my foot a centimeter. Hold on. Like, getting back to what I was saying before about Keith when he's drunk, always apologizing. This kid, there was one night where I was like, Keith, to him, because he's so loud. He has no, like,
no,
I think
volume.
I think you do go deaf when you
I
get drunk.
Do.
Because we get in the house and it's quiet. We're like trying not to wake my mom because she'll fucking crucify us. And this, we get in the house and this kid's like, yo, Joe. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Dude, what's wrong with you?
Oh, by the way.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm like, dude. Shut up. Like, stop. He's like, I'm okay. I'm sorry. I'm like, shut. Just stop apologizing, and that will be good enough. Stop it. And he's like, I'm just sorry. He's screaming. And I'm like, why are you sorry? And he goes, I'm sorry that the lights are on. There was not even a fucking 1 watt on in the house. No lights were on.
And you're like, just shut the fuck up. Go upstairs.
Yeah, it's like, just shut the fuck up. Go upstairs. This kid's fucking insane.
Yeah, mom used to say that she knew when we came home because...
She would hear you.
She would hear me going up the stairs. She's like, you would hit the banister and the wall. You would, like, bounce off it like a ping pong.
Like a ping pong ball?
Yeah.
Whenever I know I'm really drunk, I have, like, hiccups, which is, like... So I'm like Dumbo. You remember Dumbo? He got drunk and he just kept like blowing bubbles and shit.
Oh yeah.
Except I can't blow bubbles.
I love how that was like a Disney thing and they're like exploiting.
Yes, gets fucking
drunk.
Hammered.
Yeah.
But like, was the booze laced with LSD? Because this guy's seeing pink elephants.
Hold
and
on,
shit.
It was fucking champagne.
Oh, whatever. But like, what is there fucking acid in there?
Yeah, I don't get it. You pink elephants. It?
Yeah, I mean the song's a banger.
Pink elephants on parade.
Yeah. Ta-dum, dum, dum, dum. It's a fucking great song. But anyway. But yeah. What is that? Deep River? Zesty Jalapeno?
Yeah.
No thank you.
It'll make your asshole rim on fire once you shit it out.
What the fuck is wrong with you? What are we going to do with this kid?
I'm so slow in my words now.
Half a beer in. Kid's hammered. Foot still on the table. Foot is still on the table. Yeah, but I used to get hiccups like crazy. Like,
dude, you still do.
I haven't done it. Well, I haven't like gotten seriously drunk in a while. Like, if I'm drunk off beer, I don't feel like... Like, I won't say like, oh, dude, I'm so hammered. Because, like, there's only so many beers you could drink before you're a piece of shit. Like, if I drink 20 beers, I'll be hammered. But who the fuck has time to drink 20 beers? You know what I mean?
I did that in Connecticut.
Yeah, I know, but like...
Well, that was a bad... Fucking... Oh, that was another night.
What?
You can tell that story. In Connecticut.
Oh, how did we skip that?
I don't even fuck y'all.
Oh, God, I want to restart this and just fucking...
Yeah, seriously, how the fuck did I miss that?
All right, so my friend has a house in Connecticut, all right? It's a summer house.
I'll tell you what got me with drinking, though. Because... What's it called? Bongzilla? I'm sorry. I was having, they were doing the Bongzilla things.
You gotta
whatever.
Explain
so like,
what it is.
Alright, so Bongzilla, what it is, you put like 8 beers in it, it has, what is it, like
6 funnels?
Is it 6? Yeah, it's 6 funnels. And like, you could put like 8 to like 12 beers in it. And then whatever, you just funnel the beers. But after a while, none of them wanted to do it anymore. And like, I'm a pretty good chugger.
Yeah, I suck at chugging, like I'm
like,
a little bitch.
I'm a pretty good chugger. And, like, no one wanted to do it anymore. So, I filled it up myself and I did 3 funnels by myself. And then somebody else did the other 3. And after that, y'all, it was terrible.
So
I couldn't walk.
So here's what happened, right? Kid's hammered, and he's in a hammock. And one of my friends goes over to shake him, right? And fucking pushes him out of it. And he lands on the ground.
I fucked up my knee, too.
Fucked up his knee. If he was sober, he would have, like, started swinging, but he was laughing because he was hammered. And I'm drunk, so I get beer muscles, and I try to fight 2 of my friends. I'm like, I ran up to this kid who didn't do it, and I was like, I'm going to fucking kill you. And he goes, bro, it wasn't even me. It was him. So I was like, I'm going to beat the shit out of both of you, right? So then they explained to me that they were just trying to, like, shake him and play around, but he, like, rolled out. Whatever. So Keith disappears. I don't even hear about it. Then I find out later from 2 of my friends who found him in my friend's house. This kid walked into my friend's house, right? And
I was sleeping first.
Right. Opens up the slide, like, gets in the house. Then he opens up the sliding door and pisses on the cabinets.
I thought it was the bathroom.
He thought he was in the bathroom because he opened a sliding door from the inside. He didn't, like, open the outside and walk in. He was inside, opened a sliding door, and then turned and pissed on the cabinets. And then he sat on the couch without picking up his pants. So dick was out. 2 of my friends found him. Mind you, in this house, my friend's grandparents and parents are sleeping in the rooms. So if they wake up...
Yeah, like 20 feet away from us.
Yeah, so if they wake up, this is going to be a really fucking hard thing to explain.
Yeah, I would have never went back.
No. So...
Hopefully they don't listen to this podcast either.
Yeah, right. So 2 of my friends find him like that, and they clean up the cabinets, and they clean him up and pull his pants up. And they're like... they come down the hill, they're like, dude... You will not believe what just fucking happened. I have a whole bag of candy right here.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
No, I know. What does that mean? That's not good for you. Like, I'm a fucking struggling addict.
No, you're just gonna be really fat at the end of it.
I'm chilling, bro.
No, why? Because, like, we have 3 more bags of that upstairs.
I'm like 175.
What are you, 4'2"? 4'2"?
Are you insane?
Probably.
First of all, I'm taller than you.
I know that. Joe, I'm 5'7".
And I'm 5'10".
Ooh.
If he's under 6 foot, I call him friend. That's another fucking thing that girls post all the time.
Who the fuck said that?
Mad girls.
What do you call a guy under 6 foot? Friend.
Yeah, you're the fucking man, girl. You're the fucking man.
Yeah, meanwhile, that bitch is probably like 4'11".
I just want to be picked up and kissed.
Yeah.
In the rain.
Mad rules, yo. You gotta pick him up in the rain.
Yeah.
There's gotta be a song playing.
Man, lifting involved.
Yeah. If you're a bird, I'm a bird shit. I don't know.
This is a disaster.
Do you remember when you were hammered at, was it Digi New York?
Yeah.
All of them, really. Before you went to bed?
Oh, God.
This kid almost killed himself by Skittles.
Yeah, so I was hammered, right? We went to, like, an after party, and there was an open bar. What am I gonna not get fucking 19 Jack and Cokes for free? So I did that. And I talked to this kid for like maybe 40 minutes. I'm gonna say 39 of those minutes he hated me.
For sure.
Yeah. It was his name's Tim. Tim De La Ghetto on fucking YouTube. I talked to him for like 40 minutes.
Yeah, he definitely wanted to get away from you.
No, he's actually a really cool guy. But and that's a lot coming from me because I fucking hate everyone who's on YouTube. But so anyway, I was talking to him and I'm I'm done. What?
I look down at my hands like this.
So I'm done. And we get to our hotel room and there's like mad candy and shit. So I eat a bunch of Skittles. And like, you ever eat Skittles and it makes your saliva thick as hell, and it's like it's hard to eat, like, breathe. So I eat a bunch of Skittles and I just go to sleep. In the middle of me sleeping, my saliva forms a hymen. It forms a hymen in my mouth. And now I can't breathe. The fuck was that, Keith? So anyway, so then I can't breathe. And I wake up like this. This is the noise that they heard in the middle of the night. It's like 4 a.m. And you just hear me in the top bunk go like this. Because there was bunk beds, by the way. You hear me like this.
No, that wasn't it.
I know, I choked for real though. Yeah, so I did that. And I tried. Fuck, that hurt so bad.
Yeah, my throat's killing me.
So, I did that. And then everyone wakes up.
Hold on. The kid that was in the same bunk bed as you, he fucking threw his phone across the room because he didn't want you to throw up on his phone.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that was fucking smart.
Yeah. So, don't ask why I'm sharing bunk beds with another grown-ass man, yeah, by the way.
And by the way, the other person in the room that was supposed to be in the other bunk bed with me, he was passed out
around
the toilet. Like, around it.
Yeah, like hugging it. We had to share rooms. So, I wake up and I'm confused, like, cause I don't even know that I just choked, and everyone's looking at me like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "What?" And they're like, "Dude, you just
almost died."
Yeah, you almost died, and I was I was still like fucking drunk as hell, and I was like, "What? Oh, it's so tight."
Yeah, he kept saying "tight." I'm like, "What the fuck are you saying?"
I was mad at California.
He never says that.
Yeah, I was mad at California that night for some reason.
Mad gnar.
I was like, "What?
What?
That's tight." So, I mean, I almost died, and I was kind of, you know, that'll probably happen tonight. One beer,
yeah,
couple of fucking Tootsie Rolls.
I gotta work tomorrow.
It's gonna show up in the news. Kid dies. One blue moon. Three Tootsie Rolls.
All right, Joe. Knock on wood.
Keith, if I die because of a blue moon and three Tootsie Rolls, I deserve it.
Blue moons are rare.
Are what?
Blue moons. Like an actual blue moon.
Please shut up.
I'm trying.
Anyway. All right, so we're going to wrap this up. Keith, where can they find you if they want to contact you and tell you that... They want to see your
bubble. Find me on my Twitter at Keith Santagato. And yeah, that's it. I mean, you could follow me on Instagram too, if we're doing that.
Are we doing this?
I mean, if you really want to follow that.
It's
my name, Keith Santagato.
So yeah. And if you guys want to follow me, it's at Joe Santagato. Keith is drinking his first and last beer. You know? Unless he just gets heavily addicted after this.
Hopefully not.
So anyway, that's all. That is the legend of Blackout Keith. And
by the way, there was like a lot more stories if you ever like hung out. And I only drank for a year.
Yeah.
Let's just put that in perspective.
I'm sure all our friends have their own personal story and experience with Blackout Keith. But it was a good time.
It was only a year.
It was a good year. Anyway, I don't have a solid day when these are... Anyway, I don't have a solid day when these are going to drop because I just don't know when they're going to happen. I always, like, forget to do them. And then I'm like, hey, we should do one right now. Right now it's looking... I want to drop, like, on Mondays, but it's tough. So I'm just going to drop them periodically. And if you see them, you see them. I'm going to tweet them, post them, whatever the fuck it is. Subscribe on SoundCloud or go on that podcast app on your iPhone. And fucking subscribe there. All right. And as always, thanks for listening.
That was corny.
Yeah, I'm a piece of shit, honestly.
Yeah, you gotta stop.
I know, I'm sorry. But what am I supposed to say?
Are we done here?
Should I not thank them for listening?
I'm trying to go to bed so I can piss myself.
Go fuck
right?
yourselves. Don't listen. Should I say that?
Yeah.
I said thanks for listening.
Nice. You gotta be different to get ahead in this world now.
I'm still gotta be fucking nice. You piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, that was nice.
Goodbye.